Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's start the show. Hope y'all are having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our sales and marketing exec over here, Aaliyah.
Hello.
Hey, Aaliyah, is that the right title for you? Is that the right way to put that?
I believe so.
Okay.
We'll go with it.
I liked it because it sounded really cool.
I thought it sounded good. I feel super important right now.
Good. Aaliyah's with us, and we have the best listeners in radio with us as well. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Fun Thursday show lined up for you. We, of course, got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Going to get into that. Touch a little bit on the government shutdown. Touch on that just a bit. And then, is it rude to say yeah instead of yes? This important, deep topic we are going to dive into, Aaliyah. We are going to get into that one. We'll get a little more details for you about that in a bit. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with our pet of the week from our good friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society. We'll be joined by Denise at the top of the 10 o'clock. A little bit of entertainment news we'll dive into, get into some of that. And before we wrap up the show, we will have what's your don't knock it till you try it life hack. And we've got some examples here we'll get into. And we'll hear from the audience, hopefully. 715-424-2600. Join the conversation, everybody. I love these life hacks. It's one of my things. I can't
Me
get
up. Too.
They're pretty fun. They're pretty good ones. I do have a couple of places I want to start the hour, but of course we have to begin with the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Rapids Transmission. This is your daily chance where you can win some gold jewelry, $200 cash. You win one of those and boom, like that, you are in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets. So coveted in this state. Mm-hmm. People are looking to get those tickets. All you got to do to get them is text us through the Civic Media app the word purple. P-U-R-P-L-E. Text that to us, everybody. And you will never enjoy the word purple more than if you win from this one right now.
Absolutely.
Text that to us through the Civic Media app. Good luck to everybody out there. Text us the keyword purple. We'll get that word out there a couple of times in the hour here. And I also wanted to touch on this as today at sundown, I should say, is the ending of the Jewish New Year, Yom Kippur. It is a time of repentance, a reflection, and atonement. So my guilt is very high. No. I'm Jewish. It's always high. What am I talking about? But it's something that I think with these holidays I'm bringing them up for one, knowledge. I think knowledge is not so much power. Knowledge is understanding.
Absolutely.
And the more we understand, the less we tend to hate.
Absolutely.
And I dream of a world where we dislike each other just because we tend to be jerks sometimes and not because of our color of our skin or religion or any of that.
Well, I grew up Muslim, so we've got a Jew and a Muslim in a room together being peaceful.
Everything's okay.
Oh my goodness.
Everything's all right. Seems
we
fine.
Like each other, James.
Yes, we do. And and it's working. You know, it's all right. We are proof right here. And I would be lying if I said it wasn't one of the intentions of wanting you on the show, was being able to show this and prove that and everything. Now, we just started working together, though. So we did.
Yeah, give us time. Give us time. We may hate each other by the end of this.
Ask anybody that's worked with me for a couple of years, and you might get. I did want to wish a good day of atonement to everybody out there and a very happy beginning of the new year for some. And certainly touch on this story, because while all of that is important, the text to win contest, a day of atonement and all these things, I don't know if it's as important as a Holiday Inn and what they're scent-based alarm clocks. Scent-based alarm clocks. If you're staying at a hotel, you probably don't necessarily, maybe the smell isn't always the greatest at them. Or maybe you have an alarm that you're not used to or something like that. Now, nowadays, we tend to use our phones. I don't know many people that get a wake-up call at a phone.
No.
I mean, at a hotel anymore.
No.
Have you ever done that?
I mean, in the past, I have. And I might do it nowadays. Like, if I were away for a conference or I had an event I had to go to, I would probably set my phone alarm, but I might call the front desk and be like, I need a wake-up call just because, you know, if I have to get somewhere important like a concert, I don't want to miss that.
Backup too, you know?
Yeah.
I know, so I've never gotten the call, but I when I worked at a hotel, I had to do that. Mm-hmm. And I know so I've done that part of it. And most of the time it was people wanting a backup.
Yeah.
Like I know I got my phone alarm or whatever, or I brought an alarm, but they wanted a backup for the alarm.
Yep.
I never had anybody though ask, hey, could you wake me up at 7 and then just spritz some Glade in my face or something like that, because that's I don't know what's going on here.
It's alarming.
It does seem like it. It does seem like you'd wake up though, at least. Holiday Inn Express is testing a new quote scent-based alarm clock, and it works like a diffuser, releasing the scent of your choice when it's time to wake up. They're trying out different options in different countries. In Australia and New Zealand, guests can pick from options like coffee, bacon, or blueberry muffin. In Japan, you can choose from Nashi Pier, or and in Singapore and in Thailand, mango is an option.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it is not available in the U.S. yet. The breakfast smells are not a taste. The hotels are offering free breakfast. So it's just supposed to improve your experience by giving you a nice, pleasant smell to wake up to.
I don't know that that would wake me up.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're someone who could sleep through any smell, even an entire dinner operating inside your room might not do it. They would still offer wake-up calls or knocks on the door. Oh, I forgot about the knocking on the door, huh? The scented alarm clocks are just a new in-room option. Now we're seeing this success in Australia, New Zealand, certainly in Singapore. I don't know about Thailand and Japan, but I know we're seeing it in certain places. So we're kind of seeing, I feel like this is an idea that this is probably going to happen in the U.S.
Above and beyond this concept is, who was laying awake at night thinking, you know what, I need to invent an alarm clock that diffuses scents? Like,
Somebody. Somebody. And this was definitely like one of the few 2 a.m. ideas that might actually not be a bad idea. If there is there a smell that would help you wake up in a positive way? Because I feel like there's certainly ones, as parents, we know there are smells.
I'm thinking like burning fire would not wake me up in a positive way.
Right.
What's on fire?
Something that's going to get you going in a good way.
Right?
And get you energized to get going. Because I think that coffee is a good one for me, but not so much the coffee once it's brewed. I want that smell when you first open the bag or the box.
Yeah.
I want that as my alarm. That would wake me up and make me want to get going.
I set my alarm every morning, and I have a secondary alarm that goes off 30 minutes later. But our coffee pot always goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning, and so I always hear it beeping when it's done brewing. Mm-hmm. But it's not the scent, it's the sound that subconsciously I'm waiting for the sound of that coffee pot to go off so I can, force myself out of bed.
I don't know if anybody else did this, but I know that when we first were able to kind of like design our alarms, I chose a song I liked, and then I ended up hating that song. and I wonder if that would happen with these smells. If I love the smell of fresh, coffee grinds or whatever.
Yeah.
Grounds, I don't know if I'd like the smell of that. Grounds, and if all of a sudden I associate it with the alarm, and then I not just start disliking the smell.
But would you become desensitized to it eventually? That would be my concern. It's like, oh, it smells like blueberry muffin again today. That's just Thursday.
right, yeah. Boy, that could be dangerous. That part of it could be like, because I don't have a whole lot of like smells that I like. I wouldn't want to get rid of some of them. I do like the approach, though. I will say, as far as wild, wacky ideas or whatever, this one has at least a little bit of legs to it, I could see. I don't know, though, that I would want it every day.
And yeah, I'm very skeptical. I'm very on the fence right now, as you can probably tell by my facial expressions.
Yes. I also, one other form of skepticism for me is when it's not already here in the States, that usually tells you, okay, there's some laws overseas that they're a little bit more flexible with than we are here. And
possibly.
That tells me, because there's always those things too, that when it comes to a new invention like this that we're not thinking of. And the idea of this going, like, I don't know how it could go haywire, but it could, and it just keeps on spritzing the smell or something, or I don't know, if you have multiple smells in there. is this like a true diffuser where you have to buy the smells, maybe something? I don't know. It's interesting, though. We'll see where that one goes.
Yeah.
You can find more in the New York Post if you'd like, everybody. They have the complete article there at the New York Post. Go check that out. And to wrap up our opening monologue, I had to go to this one. Now, Aaliyah, as our audience and I get to know you a little bit better, one of the things that I have come to know is that you are, your mother was British. Is that right?
Yeah. That is true.
So I had this one I came across, had to do it. Britain's strongest grandmother has broken 4 world records just 18 months after taking up powerlifting by accident. My new favorite person, Martina Behrens, is 65 and has become a 4-time champion after lifting for Great Britain at the World and European Championships. The 5'6" mother of 3 and 4 grandchildren started lifting weights for fun back in December of 2023, but soon realized she had kind of a natural gift at this. She just, her form is perfect.
Wow.
Like, just, and I don't know what happened in her life to have this happen, but it just kind of worked out where for powerlifting, she's got a perfect back for it.
I have a theory. You said she's got 3 kids and 4 grandkids. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of lifting. That's a lot of pick me up. And then, you know, grandma just gets strong. You get ripped.
Are we seeing a whole new world for our seniors out there? Like, forget pickleball. Get into powerlifting. Right. You're built for it. Like, and not for nothing, but if Great Britain's going to be doing this, I am a big Olympics guy. And we got to get the U.S. in on this, all right? We have Great Britain whooping us.
Just Granny because, powerlifting.
Get grandmas in there, man. We're doing this all wrong. Oh, we're always going to young people.
Open up the age brackets.
Since she's been training 5 times a week for 2 hours a day, all while working full-time as an academic researcher at Warwick University, one of the more established universities. She first quote, "I was surprised to find a talent for powerlifting at the age of 63 after being poor at sports all my life. I got enormous pleasure from training and competing, and the health benefits of increasing strength and mobility are astounding." That's so cool.
I like that.
Yes, and she first won the European Championship in Finland last June before successfully defending her title this June in Poland. 12 weeks later, she continued the winning streak in the U.S. at the World Powerlifting Championships in Idaho. She previously won the 2024 World Championship in Limerick, Ireland. So altogether, she has won 4 major titles in her division since taking up the sport.
So here's where it makes me a little bit sad. I am a woman in my 40s, and I am very unathletically inclined. But it gives me hope that maybe 20 years from now, I might discover that I'm like really great at like discus throwing or something.
You just got to grow into it. Yeah, that's it. That's the fun part of this, too, I think, is that this could happen to any of us.
Yeah.
That there is this hidden talent that's sitting there. Seth was telling me the other day, he was throwing the baseball around with his boys, and he's never really batted left-handed. So he thought he'd try it just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. He's really good at it. He's like, are you telling me that I could have been a professional baseball player if I had just gone lefty? Like,
so Seth is... Little known fact, now it'll be a known fact. Seth is my next door neighbor, and if I see a baseball come through my window, I will know that it was him hitting it left-handed.
Definitely. He may try to blame me, but it more than likely it is definitely him, one of the boys, that's for sure. I think this is a fun one. I also, I cannot help myself coming from an athletic family. The idea of you've been training at this, maybe you've been doing this sport 20, 30, 40 years or something, and you're going to these competitions, and getting ready to compete, and then this grandma who just walked into the sport comes in
demolishes
and just destroys you, whoops you. Like, I really got to start thinking about things. Like, maybe I need a new hobby. Pick up a grandma hobby then. Maybe
right?
That's what you need to do. You need to pick up some hobby that maybe you think a grandma would do.
You're really, maybe you excel at knitting and you don't even know it yet.
Pick up get to it. And give it a try. We will come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish our good friends at El Cafe a great day. Head on over there, buy local, support local, and of course, get some pie. I just see that they got their homemade pies list up here, and it just looks so good. I'm not normally into something like this, but something about peanut butter silk.
Ooh,
that doesn't sound bad, actually.
Oh, that's delicious. I haven't had that in a while.
That sounds good. They got pumpkin. Oh, I got to have that.
Yes.
And espresso. I kind of want to try the espresso one. I'm such a coffee person. I need help.
Nothing wrong with that.
Go check it out. Try all of them at El Cafe today. You are not going to be disappointed by anything you get off that menu. Wish all the good people there a great one for us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com. You can email us that way. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can call on up. 715-424-2600. Call or use the Civic Media app if you like. And of course, keep that app handy because you want to text us those key words for the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, like purple. We just got to throw the word purple in there every once in a while so people know that. Text that to us. Get it to us.
We want
everybody.
Some winners.
Yeah, text us that keyword purple. And of course, we encourage your phone calls. So let's go ahead and take one right here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. First of all, I wasn't able to listen to the who won the name for the September birthdays. Could you tell me?
Sure. I don't know if I have it here right on me, and I don't want to get it wrong. So I will go. Oh, actually, wait a minute. I think Pam might have put it in. No, I don't have it here yet. No, I don't. I will get it and come back after the break with it, okay?
Okay. And then also, it's a little early. I would like to turn one in for October 27th.
Okay.
For Jeff Fuller.
Jeff Fuller?
Yes.
All right. And you said that was for the 22nd?
7th.
Oh, 27th?
Yes.
Okay, 27th. Got it. All right. We'll have Jeff on there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you. You have a great morning.
Yes. Thank you.
We appreciate you all out there. Best listeners in radio, that is just how it's done. Thank you for giving the audience an example, Miss. We appreciate that. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Love celebrating with you. So, Aaliyah, now you got to work. Now I got to put some work on.
Got to work.
Yep, you got to do a one or a two. Give me a one or a two.
Oh, I'll give you a two.
All right, gives us that one. All right, now you can take the rest of the show off. You're good.
Yes. I'll be napping, people.
We take a good look at our list here. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Craig Logley. Lori, I think. I'm not sure. He's Trader Craig. He's from WELJ, host of WELJ's trade show on weekdays. It's the equivalent of our Over the Back Fence for many longtime listeners over there. Happy birthday to Craig.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to Avery Ellis.
Happy birthday.
I like the name Avery.
That's a beautiful name.
A good name. What would be short for Avery, though? I never thought of the shortening of that name.
Very.
Maybe. Yeah. Happy birthday, Avery. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers celebrating their 38th anniversary, Roger and Karen Schiller.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two. That's fantastic. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. Have a great anniversary. And we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers. Let them know that you're our qualifiers for the day. Let's see who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Paul Tuttle Jr. is 51, American Chopper, the son on American Chopper.
Oh, wow.
I forgot all about that show.
I did, too.
It was one of those shows where I watched like about four or five episodes, and I liked it, but I never kind of went back to it and everything. But I do remember the show. I'm not a gearhead, but I really do love seeing the building of a motorcycle or a car, especially a classic one.
Yeah.
And especially when you get to like the behind the scenes stuff and get to really see all the different inner workings of it. There's something that's just so cool to me about
it. Well, they used to do a lot of theme stuff too. So it was really cool to see them like incorporate people's dreams and wishes into like their ultimate bike. And yeah, that was always a real, really fun time.
And I always appreciate the chance for people to get an inner looking, like there is. Is every creed under the sun is beautiful and has its wonderful uniquenesses to it. Mm-hmm. When it comes to us Italians, one of ours is that we cannot do anything at a five. Everything has to be at a 10. If we like this just happened last night where I was talking to a relative I haven't talked to in a while, and she's yelling at me that she loves me. And if you didn't know better, you would think that we were arguing. But she was just telling me, you know, how passionate she was about that she loved me. She cared about me. And she missed talking to me, and I miss you too, Aunt Sherry. But this is the thing. This is what we do as Italians. And that show was a bit of that, was a bit of like they would just like, and especially how the landmines that you walk around in Italian houses, where at any moment now, explosion, and there's a fight that's going to happen.
Imagine, it's a very aggressive kind of love.
It really is. Really,
or
really
assertive.
Is.
Let's call it assertive. I want you to know how much I love you.
It is exhausting. That's what it is. Exhausting. Tiffany is 54. I think we're alone now. A couple of hits she had in the 90s. That That's an age. Well, that one makes you feel old.
That hurts a little bit.
Yeah, 54. I didn't know she was that much older than
I know. I know.
Happy 54th to her. She had a moment there.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa is 55. Live with Kelly and Ryan, of course, back in the day, was working with Regis on that. Kelly Ripa, one of the harder working people in daytime TV.
Yeah.
She is all over the place.
She was in soaps before that, correct?
Yeah. And did double duty for quite a long time where she was on the soap. And I don't know if she still is, but she was doing that. And not only the daytime talk show there, but she had another show, too.
Hard work.
A full-time mom as well and all that. So I don't know. But I've heard good things about the new host. I think it's her husband that's doing it with her now.
Mark Consuelos.
Yeah. Good for her. I don't know much about her, but anybody that works as hard as she does in the industry and has gotten as far as she has, I have a lot of respect for. Phil Oakley is 70. Who is that? He is the lead singer for Human League.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you want me, baby? God, such an 80s. That has got to be a top five 80s song.
My husband was actually playing that in the kitchen the other day. He was playing a whole bunch of new wave, like 80s hits in the kitchen. And I'm like, I was sitting in the bedroom working on my computer. And I was like, this is why I married that man. He's listening to Human League.
Right. The more I hear about him, I like him. Lorraine Bracco is 71. Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos. She was, of course, in Goodfellas. A couple of other key roles that she had in her career, too, but those are probably the two or the bigger ones.
I'm still on season five of my first viewing of The Sopranos. So.
How good is she on that show?
She's amazing.
Her stillness is so needed with a guy where it's still on still. You've got Gandolfini sitting there, and so much of his work is done in his voice and his projection.
He's amazing.
While just sitting there, where hers is so it's bottled energy, emotion,
and stillness and so much. To keep you know, because she's trying to keep him calm as he's like losing his mind. And it's such a good show. So good.
Their chemistry through the roof too. Edie Falco's and Gandolfini's chemistry is maybe some of the greatest you'll ever see.
Yeah,
but those two was right there with Sting is 74. Of course, with The Police or just as a solo artist. One of the more accomplished pop stars of all time.
I like Sting.
Good actor, too. Great actor, actually, when I think about his work and some of the roles that he's done. Like the original Dune. Sting in the original Dune is freaky.
I've only seen the original Dune, so I have nothing to compare it to, but
His performance in that one made, to me, he stood out as an actor in that. Maybe some of the best acting in that movie, I think Sting does. Don McLean is 80.
Oh, wow.
1971's American Pie, of course, what we know Mr. McLean from.
Yeah.
And one of those few songs that radio stations would let you get away with playing over 5 minutes, like one of those few over 5 minuters that you could get away with. And great songwriter. Let's see. Some people no longer with us. There was one name I wanted. Bill Michaels, 59. Or Bill Michaels is 59 today. Of course, Quad Cities, longtime radio performer, world-class water skier, world-class act. So I didn't mean to get that in. Of course, a longtime guy, Dwyer and Michaels. Host. So I wanted to get that in there. Now some people no longer with us. Like a George Spanky McFarland, born on this day in 1928, leader of the Little Rascals.
Yeah.
I never watched The Little Rascals, but I know the reference. But
it was on occasionally in my house as a child, but I like black and white movies better as an adult than I did as a child.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I get that. Groucho Marx, born in this day in 1890, passed away in 1977. It was always odd to me that him and Chaplin like passed away in the same year, not too far from each other, and two of my greatest influences. Growing up, my papa, the Three Stooges were okay. He was a Marx Brothers guy. So I was going to be a Marx Brothers guy. And Groucho, to me, was the just one of the greatest comedic leading men I've ever seen to this day.
Well, he was leading chaos too, with his brothers.
Yes. Just, God, I love Groucho Marx. His comedic timing, you're not going to find much better than Groucho Marx's comedic timing. One that could compete with him, though, Bud Abbott, also celebrating a birthday on this day in 1895. Wow. Straight Man and Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Kind of cool to think of those two sharing a birthday.
Yeah.
And Mahatma Gandhi, born on this day in 1869. One of the, As far as I don't even know where to put him. I don't want to categorize. I don't want to label him as a, you know, certainly a leader of peace.
Yeah.
A world leader. I think of those things. Think of his teachings and his quotes even impacting so many people that and a lot of people that I've noticed, at least. And I don't know that the stats behind something like this, but a lot of people that I know that don't necessarily have a set faith, but believe.
Yeah.
Whatever that might mean. You know, to each of those individuals, really take a lot from Gandhi's words, really take a lot from his speaking.
There's a lot to take. Fun fact, when I was in college, his grandson came and spoke at my college. So I got to meet his grandson. So 7 degrees of Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I've met his grandson.
One of the I think, most impactful people to ever exist. Period. Like, I don't know what more I could say about the man, other than, of course, being thankful that he existed at all. Yeah. Incredibly impactful. Today is Name Your Car Day. Wanted to throw that out there.
Oh.
Name Your Car Day. Maybe name it purple. Maybe, huh?
You
maybe
could.
Name it purple.
Yeah.
You might want to name it purple after you text us that keyword purple through the Civic Media app to get in on this Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. You win off of that word, and maybe you might name your car purple. I don't know. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can continue to celebrate with each and every one of you out there. Aaliyah and I will be back after our break here with more Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic morning out there. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Good morning.
Wanted to get this out there. Betty Anderson was our winner for the month of September. Betty Anderson was our winner of the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club for the month of September.
Congratulations.
December we have not done yet. But Betty, you won for September. And keep on getting us those names, everybody, so hopefully you could be our winner of October. Keep getting them to us. We appreciate everybody doing that. So we got to talk about this one, Aaliyah. And every once in a while, we got to dive into these kind of topics. We try to be a break for people from the wear down of the day and the 24/7 news cycle and some of those things. But we are an information station. We do touch on things from time to time. And it's day two of the government shutdown. And no one knows how long it could last, but it's not stopping people from offering up their best guesses. Someone polled over 3,000 Americans, and despite what some insiders are saying, most Americans don't think it will last very long. Over half of us think the government will be open back up by the end of October. That includes 1 in 6 who said that by the end of the week. And the most common answer was a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Only 9% think it'll last more than a month. 36% said that they have no clue and wouldn't even venture a guess. Which is probably a safe bet.
I think that's a safe bet.
I mean, can we just say real quickly that it is just sad of every one of these individuals? In my opinion, just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I find it very sad that not only that for the shutdown and that they're shutting down and this whiny little childlike thing, the back and forth. No, it's Democrats' fault. No, it's the Republicans' fault. No accountability from any of these side, from either side or any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
No accountability. It's all pointing the finger and blaming other people. But that the fact that we have surveys for this and that people we're just so used to it now that we're just rolling with it. When I was a kid, I thought it was shocking to see the baseball players go on strike.
Yeah.
It seemed wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
To my dad and my papa, it was kind of like, yeah, they do this from time to time. And the normalization of these things, I understand time only goes forward, but I think we need to stop sometimes, take a breath and be like, this ain't right. We hired these people to do a job. If you hire somebody to fix your roof, and they decide, you know what? I can't work with this other contractor. We're going on strike. Well, you're going to hire new roofers.
I look at it like, you know, if I order a pizza and both of my kids are fighting over the last piece, you know, you can cut that in half and each have a piece. We're all Americans at the end of the day. We should be getting along with one another instead of not getting along with one another.
And if you can't, oh, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the job.
Yeah.
Like, this job is a privilege. It's not a birthright to represent your community, to represent your constituents. It used to come with a matter of respect to it and everything because the individuals brought that respect with it. We've got a lot of people in office right now that are just in office for themselves.
Yeah.
That are not looking to represent anybody, or the only person they're looking to represent is the monger at the top or whatever. ever that they think that they have to just be a basically an echo chamber for. When it comes to that, I want people to think for themselves. I want people to think for their constituents and represent those constituents to the best of their abilities.
Absolutely.
And I want people that are willing to work. It should never come to this.
No.
Like, I understand stalemates. I understand, bartering and negotiating and all that. And as we've always all heard, in a good negotiation, both parties leave a little happy, a little angry. Mm-hmm. That's a good negotiation.
Compromise.
That ain't what's happening here.
No.
What's happening here is a bunch of little kids in a sandbox that can't...
Blaming.
And I want that toy. But it's my toy. I want to play with it. No. I want to play with it. And they're fighting over it.
Yeah.
And the only people really suffering are us. Because please... Call up if you are a representative or a politician out there that is struggling right now because of this government shutdown, that is dealing with the fallout of it like us everyday citizens are.
And all of the workers that are being, laid off or furloughed right now, and they can't provide for their families. And it's sad. We should all get along and work together.
I think that if you can't do the job, if it comes to this point, that we should have the option of bringing in new representation. I don't know about this whole you get 2 years in the job, you get 4 years in the job, or some of these things. I'm starting to think more and more that that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for America.
I mean, term limits are never going to actually be voted on, because why would you vote to lose your own job?
Right.
I get that, but they all come in saying, "Oh, we're gonna vote on term limits." And on it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, can someone come in and represent for only 2 years and make a difference? Maybe, maybe not. Mm-hmm. I would hope a very efficient and effective person could, but it can take more than a 2-year time frame to actually affect real change. So again, drawing heavily on my very, very old political science degree, it's hard. It's really hard.
It's a strong point to bring up. It's something that I actually, because of my sports brain, I think of that with coaching a lot, where I couldn't expect a coach to go in there in 1 year and change everything.
Right.
You can't expect that from our politicians either. And I certainly understand that I want this bill passed. I've got to work with this guy about this, and I've got to try to maybe I do a little something for him and he does something for me. Again, I understand how negotiating works.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect anybody to be able to get something done the first day you walk into the room.
No.
But, and there is always a but, when it comes to where we are right now, and so many of the people that are in currently holding a position, whether you're a congressman or a senator, you've been doing this long enough.
Many of them have.
You're not new at this.
Yeah.
Like, this shouldn't happen. This is a shutdown of our government. Think about that statement. Think about what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly to me, think about while that's going on and they're just sitting there in their suits and dresses and nice clothes and all that and not worrying about a darn thing. We got everyday Americans struggling and suffering.
And they're all still getting a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas so many of our fellow Americans out there are not.
Right.
Or having their this not being able to get medication. Or some of these important, literally important life or death things that shut down because our government did. Because these little kids in the sandbox can't get along. Get along. We're tired of it.
Yeah.
If there's one overall thing that you see on both sides of the aisle, being sick and tired of the divisiveness. Now, that is something that is multifaceted. We can't just put this on politicians. This is also on us as the voters. This is also on us as constituents. We got to get along better as well.
Right.
They're going to take their lead from us. They're not that different. You see what happens when money gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
CBS listens to the, president wants us to do this. Okay, we're going to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. The amount of subscribers, the amount of people that they lost from that, overnight they made the decision, nope, money's more important. We're going with the money.
Yeah.
So you want change? You want to affect things? Mess with their wallet. Start messing with their wallet because they're messing with ours and they're not thinking twice about it.
No.
I think it's very important, and I also think I need a palate cleanser. So we go to a bear in Arizona. But it's natural, after talking politics, talking about a bear escape loose in Arizona, it's just a natural transition.
Oh, this isn't the fat bear contest?
No, it's not that one. No, I found a different one. There's just a lot, to that point, there's a lot of stories of wild bears right now.
Well, I was also going to say, last time I was here, you talked about an escaped animal, so is there,
oh, is there a theme, theme here? Yeah. I just associated that with you now. Yeah, that's your thing now. That's your wheelhouse.
That's my thing.
An Arizona wildlife photographer who failed to find any interesting wildlife in the state park ended up capturing footage of a bear in an unexpected place, a grocery store. So this this wildlife photographer is going around all through nature, all through the park, can't find a single thing. Not a bird, not a squirrel, nothing. Goes to the grocery store and a bear breaks in. The Oro Valley Police Department confirmed a bear wandered into the Fry's grocery store at First and Oracle in Oro Valley around 6:30 a.m. on a Monday. Wildlife photographer Charlie Alkoff said that he was returning from an unsuccessful trip to their state park when he stopped at the store to pick up supplies. Quote, I could hear something shouting and someone say, hey, there's a bear in the store. And I'm like, yeah, right. He wasn't buying it. Then he sees that there is one and runs to grab his camera.
Wow.
And to get footage of it. And he was able to get a couple of good shots of it.
Was it in the honey aisle?
Oh, nice. Nicely done. Well done. Ba-dum-bum. Need a rim shot. Ba-dum-bum. The bear fled the store and was spotted outside a nearby Starbucks where he was mainly just angry at the prices.
He just needed coffee after gorging on honey.
That's why he was so angry. He just hadn't had his coffee yet.
I need coffee.
I mean, we all turn into a bear when we don't have our coffee.
Right.
All right, that was uncalled for. That was not a good... I'm sorry. I want to apologize to the audience for
that
joke.
Leave, James.
I will leave now.
I don't know how to work all this machinery, but you just need to leave.
We'll bring Laura or Seth in here, and they'll just do the show with you from now on. We'll be back with more show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Hope you all are having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yay.
Lee and James hanging out with you. We'll take it to the top of the hour. Got great stuff lined up in the 10 o'clock for you, everybody. We're going to be joined by Denise and our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Cannot wait to see what Denise is bringing with her. Should have a good one right there for you. Looking forward to it. Wanted to dive into this one, and this is an interesting one right here. You know how some people think it sounds, trace to use periods after one word texts, like responding, no, period, some of that. I do that a lot. Mm-hmm. I do that a lot. Well, this is another level, some say. Someone put up a poll online asking, quote, is it rude to say yeah instead of yes? Then added, quote, for context, my partner always corrects me when I say yeah, and he says it's so rude. I think it's just casual. What are your thoughts? And this is the question being proposed out there and everything. Well, about 5% of people said yeah or yes. They think it is rude. The remaining 95% said no, it is not rude. In the comments, one person said, is your partner 60 years old? Relax. It's not that big of a deal. Another said, I feel it's rude if you're over 15, but apparently that's a minority opinion.
Huh.
The people who asked the question said his partner was 28.
Well, knowing that we were going to talk about this, I have actually been very cognizant of the fact that almost every single time you've asked me a yes or no question during the last hour, I've responded with yeah or yup.
Awesome.
And I have felt massive amounts of guilt every single time I've done that. But it also reminds me, this is kind of a thing, I don't know if there's any fans of the movie Miss Congeniality out there, but that was a big thing between Sandra Bullock and... Candace Bergen's character in that film, and it was a punchline at the very end. So,
God, I love Candace Bergen.
Oh, she's amazing.
Great.
She was also in the movie Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Full circle.
I love it when that happens. Nice.
But yeah, apparently I'm a big yeah-er because I've been saying it the entire time.
Well, and especially in this context with what we do, we try to be a very casual, easygoing morning show, so it works for that. This is such a context thing to me.
Yeah.
Like especially I'm talking to somebody older, I tend to say yes. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little more direct with it and everything. If it's just a casual conversation or it's a friend or somebody like that, definitely yeah. I would say for sure it is. And I think a lot of this also comes from in person. in a text and in person, there's two so different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that by now, especially in 2025, literally everybody out there has had this happen, a misunderstood text. Somebody asks you, how are you doing? But you take it as, how you doing? I'm like, why'd they say it like that?
Why are you coming for me?
What did I do? Like, I was just saying good morning. But we put our own context behind some of these things and stuff. For a long time, when I first started texting, and I am not proud of this, I was so worried about being taken the wrong way. A lot of my friends, I would text a little S so that it meant sarcasm, that I was being sarcastic in my text. Because I did not want to be misunderstood so badly. I stopped doing that a while ago. Thankful to the staff here, I don't do that anymore. Now I just be misunderstood. When it comes to that, I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in person, I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit of a...
I mean, but also when you take in different, like, for example, in my household, my husband is half German, and we speak a lot of German words just for fun because I'm trying to learn it. I've got a 216 Duolingo day streak on my German.
Nice.
And so in German, yes is ja. And mm-hmm. we say ja, you know, running around the kitchen, like, yeah. And so ja could be yeah, or in French, it's oui, which could be yeah mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of yeses in other languages don't actually end in the S sound. They end in a ah sound. So maybe we're just being multilingual and really educated.
That's pretty good.
Highbrow.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's pretty good and very interesting. Oh, good on you about the language, by the way. That's awesome. It's one of the better things I think people can do for their brains is mm-hmm. trying to learn a new language.
Yes.
That's a fun one.
Yes, it is. Or y'all.
Oh, yeah. I just learned a word, too. That's good. I love learning new words and new languages. When it comes to being able to say yeah or yes, I think it's a context thing. I think mm-hmm. it's a case-by-case thing. I don't know that there's a right or wrong way to do this, although it's very few polls that we see are this overwhelming of one way or the other. Mm-hmm. 95% of people saying, yeah, it's fine. I don't know.
We got bigger fish to fry.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes with some of the things that people get bent out of shape about or mm-hmm. this hill that they will die on, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of like, man, I wish that was the biggest issue in my life. I wish the biggest problem I had in the world was what you're, you know, losing your mind over right now, because that's just it. I have a hard time getting worked up about a lot of things nowadays. I've noticed this in even recent personal stuff I've been through, where it's like, yes, this hurts, yes, this sucks, or whatever and everything, and at the same time, does it crack the top 50? Does it really at this point in your life, I mean, what you've been through and that kind of thing. And I think that there is a almost gift in that in some ways, mm-hmm. as long as you don't get numb and completely, you know, pull back or mm-hmm. anything. I think that there's different ways of doing that. When it's yes, yeah, or any of that. I mean, do you understand what they're talking? Do you understand what they're saying?
Exactly.
If you get your answer, I think you're good.
Yeah.
I feel like you're good. What is your go-to way to answer this, everybody? Because I also like a good head nod. I love a good head nod. That's a good one. That's Leah just did it perfectly. that'll work for me. And I don't, is there anything for you out there that you get kind of like, this is I get a little bent out of shape on this. Is there a grammatical or a word?
Grammatical?
Maybe it's grammatical. Maybe it's that. Maybe I just created one. I'm Dr. Seuss and making up words now. Maybe it's something like that, where somebody misuses a word or something. But now that I'm thinking about it, I think we may all have something like that.
Well, in my household, again, because English is not my husband's first language, he grew up speaking German, and he mispronounces so many English words. And me, having a British mother, you know, raised, and my father being from overseas, English was not his first language either, and he was raised learning the Queen's English. So me and my children will razz my husband beyond all belief. And he's going to kill me, but he cannot say the word similar. He always says similar.
Oh.
And the other night we were watching TV and he gets up to go get something. And he said to me in German, which was incredibly complicated and a lot of chachi sounds, I'll be right back. And so I was driving home from work yesterday and I was like, wait a minute, he can say all these really complicated German words, but he can't say similar. And I told this story to him and he just, his head went back laughing. He's like, I can't believe you. You're so mean. And I'm like, well,
It's funny when we notice those. Like there, I have that struggle with a lot of words, but library in particular. That's one of those ones for me. Museum. That's another one where I never say them right. I feel like, and it's good. Thankfully for me, I don't talk for a living, so I don't. Darn it. One of the other things I get to do for a living is give things away. The Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win multi-state contest is going strong right now, everybody. Big, big time thank you to our local sponsors, Rapids Transmission. We appreciate the gang over there. Buy local, support local. Head on over there for all your transmission needs, everybody. Great guys over there. Great team over there they got. Head on over there. Enjoy today. This is your daily chance to win either some gold jewelry, $200 cash. You win one of those. You get in on the Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets coming up in November. We want you to go to that game. All you got to do to be able to go to that game is win one of those things by texting us the keyword for an hour. We got another word coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock, 1, 3, 5, and 7. And then tomorrow, 7 and 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. That's it. One more day. After today, just one more day of this contest, everybody. We want you to win, and we make no bones about it. We want Central Wisconsinites to get in on this one. We want some bragging rights. Text us the keyword purple.
Get yourself some bling, bank, or ball.
Yeah, and nicely done, yeah. And you also noticed that Pam's got some purple on. And,
she does.
Did you guys figure out if you got purple?
I do. I've got a little purple spider on my Halloween necklace.
Very cool. I do not have any purple on, but I need to get some. Actually, I realized, especially with the purple is a really good word for today, especially in October, as it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and purple is a color you will see a lot throughout town because of that. I realized, though, I don't have any purple, so I had to grab a purple shirt so that I could
represent.
Yes, represent that time and that day and everything. But I didn't realize it's like the one color. Well, yeah, I think it's the one of the few colors I don't have any yellow either, though. But I don't. Yellow and me don't work. Yellow is a color. The one color I could say for certain. Okay, that color looks horrible on me. Like I'm asking a lot of these colors to make me look good. Like color was never asked to do so much as it is for me. But yellow, even yellow and me just don't work. But purple does. Text us that keyword purple, everybody. Good luck to everyone out there. We are rooting for you. Get in on the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Text us that keyword purple right now and be listening at the top of the 11 o'clock for our next keyword for you. And stick around because Aaliyah and I are going to be joined by Denise with our Pet of the Week coming up from the South Oconee Humane Society. Looking forward to that. Always have a good time with them. Cannot wait to see what Denise has for us today. It's always interesting. Hopefully something furry and friendly and fun. We'll get into that in just a little bit. It's the morning show right here at 97.5 FM, 1320. AM.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.